This Daily Christian Newscast, brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, June 13th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. It was the largest mass shooting in American history. The homosexual club in downtown Orlando was celebrating Gay Pride Month early Sunday morning when a shooter began a bloody rampage that would continue for hours, killing 51 people and wounding 53 others. Police received a phone call from the shooter registering his support for ISIS. Since then, the suspect, who was killed by the police, has been identified as Omar Mateen, a registered Democrat, a Muslim, and an Afghan immigrant. In an unrelated incident in Orlando Friday night, police are still searching for a motive in the shooting death of Christina Grimmie, who became well known from her performances on the hit television show The Voice. She was signing autographs and greeting fans when 27-year-old Kevin Loibel of St. Petersburg, Florida, opened fire. The singer's brother tackled Loibel, who was armed with 2 handguns, extra ammunition, and a knife. Then Loibel turned the gun on himself and ended his life. This story and the Apostle James remind us that we do not know what tomorrow will bring. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. James 4:14. Europe has been filled with the difficulties of the mass migration caused by ISIS, with increased rapes, Jews being forced to flee, and many financial hardships. But now there's some good news. Many media outlets are reporting mass conversions from Islam to Christianity. Reuters is reporting that Muslims, disillusioned by the violence and unrest in the Middle East, are embracing Christianity at an unprecedented rate. The Guardian said an astounding number of Muslim refugees in Europe are converting to Christianity, resulting in mass baptisms in some places. Stern magazine spoke to one Iranian refugee named Shima, who summed up what many others are saying. I've been looking all my life for peace and happiness, but in Islam, I have not found it. To be a Christian means happiness to me. In Austria, there have been at least 300 applications for adult christenings in the first 3 months of 2016, with up to 70% of those said to be refugees. Berlin's Trinity Church saw its congregation grow from 150 to almost 700, and in Hamburg, more than 80 Muslim refugees from Iran and Afghanistan converted to Christianity and were baptized last week alone. More refugees should be expected from Syria, according to Christianity Today, for the second year in a row. Syria has been named the world's worst country for the killing and persecution of Christians. Actress Stacey Dash, best known for starring in the film Clueless and appearing on CSI and other TV shows, says her friends, her family, and even her agents have dropped her like a hot potato because of her openly pro-life views. Dash, in an interview on The O'Reilly Factor, said she never will toe the liberal line. Dash, also an African-American, said, quote, I am so sick of hearing Planned Parenthood and their abortion allies on the left claim to be pro-women and pro-minorities. The facts just don't back up their boasts. If you are so pro-African-American communities, Planned Parenthood, stop targeting black women and aborting our children, unquote. Dash has been working for Trump for Women and said she believes Donald Trump will fight for the unborn. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton spoke to a Planned Parenthood fundraiser last Friday and promised to partner with the abortion giant for the long haul to help them become strong again. Courtney Baker's OBGYN told her the baby inside her had Down syndrome and recommended abortion. The letter she wrote to her doctor after she had her baby found its way to ABC News and has now gone viral. Baker sat with her 15-month-old daughter, Emerson, and read the letter on Fox News over the weekend, saying, quote, You were so very wrong to say a baby with Down syndrome would decrease our quality of life. So my prayer is that no other mommy will have to go through what I did. My prayer is that you, too, will now see true beauty and pure love with every sonogram. God told his people in Deuteronomy 30 that he had set before them life and death. Choose life like the Bakers have. Attention Walmart shoppers. An Oregon cowboy named Robert Borba reportedly lassoed a suspected bike thief on Saturday in the Eagle Point Superstore's parking lot. According to Fox News, Borba was loading his truck when he heard a woman scream for help that someone was stealing her bicycle. Borba's horse, Long John, was in a trailer behind his truck, so the cowboy quickly unloaded him and grabbed some rope. He said, "It's not every day you get to rope somebody that did something bad." Borba kept the man's ankles tied until police arrived. Police said this was the first time they'd ever seen a bad guy lassoed. And that's the World View on this Monday, June 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.